Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, in times of trouble, you turn to people who have seen it all and been through it all. The Mannion Foundation is always there and a great resource for all of us. Not just stories of leadership and character training, but humor also. Yeah, a lot of that. You know the Travis Mannion Foundation. You know the stories. You know the greatness of this, and it's taken off into God knows how many countries now, not just across the United States. Ryan Mannion, leader of the Travis Mannion Foundation, joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ryan, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, Ryan, people know by now that you guys have a great imprint and outreach in schools during the course of the year around various leadership, character training, the motto of your brother going forward with this. So you guys have had to retool and, I guess, ratchet up virtually or online due to lack of access to schools.
We have. So we've taken our veteran-led character education program and we made it available online for free to kids and parents. And so what we did is we moved everything online. Parents have access to lesson plans, videos, and additional resources. And we've also started an online training program for veteran volunteers so we can continue to provide these services even after social distancing imperatives subside. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're in a place right now where many experts are anticipating that the mental and emotional fallout of this pandemic will be as damaging as the virus itself. So we need to make sure that this idea of social isolation and not being connected to those around you, to your communities, we're doing everything in our power to make sure that we are helping to push past that.
Absolutely. The thing that jumped out from the release that you sent out was humor, too, in order to get through this. Now, we've talked extensively with your book, what it was like when you learned the death of your brother, that those awful moments around that and picking up and going on. But when we did an event with you and two other women who also had that sacrifice, humor came up and the ability to do that. And veterans particularly and others, there's a lot of military humor, a lot of humor among the people that work with you rather than just dwelling on the tragedy that has to be overcome.
Absolutely. So when we do our character education, we break it down into positive psychology, and it's the makeup of 24 character strengths. And so last week, I actually delivered an online talk on humor itself. And one of the things I did, I actually brought out, I had found old home videos of Travis and I from when we were back in college doing karaoke. And, you know, I put it on and I showed, you know, the 50,000 people that came on and watched the online content. I showed that video because I thought it was so important for people to take out the misnomer that just because you're in the military, you're serious all the time. And humor is a great way to release stress. It's a great way to kind of get to a place where we can, I mean, listen, we are in a very serious state right now as a country, but if we can't laugh a little bit about things, then, you know, it's not going to be good. So definitely using humor is a tactic that my family has used for a long time to help us through tough situations.
Yeah, my only regret in all this, I know your dad pretty well now and you from these events. I think I only met your mom once, maybe, tragically, but, you know, with cancer and all that. My God, what a driving force and just somebody who pushed past everything. But somebody who I think didn't dwell on it in the manner that you're talking about, you're exactly right, was multifaceted.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you look at what's happening right now, and even from a veteran perspective, you know, the VA crisis line, it's up 12% right now. And about 20% of those new calls that are coming in are directly related to the pandemic. So people are terribly worried about their mental state, their emotional well-being. And, you know, and then you also deal with the combated thing of people losing someone, not even just to the COVID-19, but people that are losing their loved ones that are in hospitals that they have no access to. And I think about, you know, this idea when we lost my brother and then when we lost my mom, biggest comfort to me was the way the community wrapped their arms around my family. And exactly. to think that that is happening and people are grieving alone. And so we have to look for ways to find connectiveness and to bring people together and make people not feel like they're so alone and they're fighting their personal fights by themselves.
Well put. I think of that sergeant, the SWAT sergeant who was killed on the day when this started to break and more lockdown stuff here in Philadelphia. And the police still, you know, the regret is there's a hole there. They've been unable to come together, salute him, his memory, what he stood for, and the family. That does not go away easily. Thank God you guys are there, though, too, and that you've jumped in. I saw the humor part. I can't imagine the karaoke. I got to look at that myself. So what's the website? Where do people find all this stuff?
You can go right to travismannion.org. You'll find information about all of our online content for our character education program. And you'll also find the other things we're doing across the country to help support the pandemic. I mean, along with veterans that are delivering this character content online, we also have veterans that are out on the front lines. They're setting up food banks. They're running blood drives. And the resilience of our military community, what I am watching them do, our members, it's been unbelievable. And I think, you know, service members know what it means to operate in less than ideal conditions with limited resources. And I think that we can all take a page out of their playbook and watch how they operate in situations like this and use them as an inspiration for how we can operate as a country.
Absolutely. TravisMannion.org. Ryan, thank you. Thanks as always. Hope to see a public event coming soon with Travis Mannion Foundation.
So do I. Thanks so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.